Sarah took a bite of the chocolate croissant and closed her eyes in pleasure, savoring the way the buttery layers dissolved in her mouth to mingle with the bitter chocolate hidden inside. She opened her eyes to see Tyler watching her from across the table with that sexy half-smile she loved so much. She still forgot to breathe sometimes when she looked at him. He was so beautiful, with his jet-black hair and intense green eyes and that damned dimple in his chin, and so perfectly built, not too muscular, but not skinny either. She knew now, after a couple months of living with him, what it took to maintain that physique, and she was glad he didn't care whether she shared those particular activities. 2 hours a day in the gym and meals that normally consisted of fruit, vegetables, lean meats, and protein shakes. She shuddered at the thought of giving up her croissants, cheeseburgers, and coffee loaded with creamer. "Want a bite?" she offered him the croissant. "No." He patted his stomach. "Lunch today at the club with my parents. I need to save room." Sarah looked away so he wouldn't see the fear in her eyes. His parents hated her with a vitriolic passion that most people reserved for serial killers and pedophiles. How dare a little piece of trailer park trash steal their perfect upper-class boy's heart? Like it was her fault that she and Tyler had fallen in love.
"Can I tell them we've set a date?" he asked.
She chewed on her nail and refused to look at him. That was the 10th time this week he'd asked her about setting the date for their wedding. She didn't know how to tell him. She was never going to. It wasn't that she didn't love him. She loved him with all her heart and being. He was the best thing that had ever happened to her, and she didn't want to lose him. But how could she marry him when his parents so clearly despised her, and most of his social circle did too? Right now, his parents assumed he'd wake up, realize his mistake, and leave her. Soon. And maybe they were right. So why say vows if that was going to happen? Not that she doubted his love for her, but love only conquered so much. And definitely not the hatred of parents and shunning by your friends and peers.
"Sarah? Earth to Sarah."
She shook her head. "Sorry. I know you want me to set a date, but with the business just getting on its feet, I need my focus to be on that. We're doing so well right now. I don't want to get distracted." Tyler clenched his jaw, but he didn't say anything. He turned his attention back to the Wall Street Journal, and they finished their breakfast in silence. An hour later, Tyler stood in his walk-in closet, wearing just his boxer briefs, as he decided what to wear. Sarah walked up behind him and ran her hands down his arms as she kissed the back of his neck. She went up on tiptoes to whisper in his ear.
"Time for a quickie."
She trailed kisses down his neck and wrapped her arms around his waist, one hand drifting downward from his rock-hard abs. He pulled her hands away and stepped forward.
"What?
What is it?" she asked as he continued to peruse the rows and rows of suits and slacks.
"I don't have time for this."
"Tyler?" He glared at her for a second.
"Don't you have something to handle for your business? Wouldn't want you to get distracted."
She bit back the nasty comment she'd been about to make and turned to leave.
No, he was not going to get away with that kind of passive-aggressive crap. No.
She turned back and grabbed his arm, spinning him around to face her.
"Out with it."
"Out with what?"
"Out with whatever the hell is bothering you."
He laughed, a short, sharp sound.
"What's bothering me? How about what's bothering you? I want to marry you, Sarah, but..."
He shook his head.
"But what?"
He crossed his arms and glared at her.
"I'm not so sure you want to marry me."
Sarah closed her eyes against the pain and fear she saw in his eyes.
"Of course I do. So set the date. Tell me when we can get married."
She chewed on her lip.
"Sarah?"
"I can't." She met his eyes, begging him to see that she did love him and care for him, but...
"Why not?"
"Because your parents hate me.